The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Good morning, and welcome to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration, which will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
But I'm Shia.
I'm Ariel.
And good evening, too.
Welcome wherever you are listening to on our planet. If you're listening, you probably are in the first world because you have a computer or access to the internet or the ability to listen to a downloadable podcast of a radio show.
So that would put you in the first world. This program is called First World Problems.
And we're happy to announce that we've had one.
This program is coming to you live right now.
But in a few minutes, it won't be.
Because we did a pre-record. We were supposed to be going somewhere. We still are going somewhere. We're leaving the country. Our program was interrupted by a power outage at the studio when we re-recorded it.
This segment did not get saved.
So they saved the second and third segments of the show, but this one went into cyberspace and got lost.
So, when we take the break on this particular radio show and then come back after the break, you will be hearing questions and perhaps drop into the middle of a conversation that we're having with somebody who called in last time. So, if it's a little disjointed, it's
please,
a first world problem.
Yeah, please include it.
And we actually are having fun with this when our producer Susan called us last night. There's the opportunity to disagree with anything.
To get upset about anything.
Like, oh no, it was lost, and what was said, and what shall we do, and do we start all over? And we saw that the simple solution was to talk to you today from the perfection of this.
The perfection of this moment of your life. You know, we've got to talk about listening.
Because when you listen, you access the perfection of the moment.
Right. When you have an agenda, when you have something that you're disagreeing with, you are already outside of this moment of time. See, life shows up moment by moment exactly as it does. And it is perfect in its exactness. I like that.
That it's perfect in its exactness?
It is. Our lives show up perfectly moment to moment. We have culturally downloaded agendas that determine how we interpret and react to how our lives are showing up. The question is, who's going to run your life? The internalized, culturally determined agendas and desires and ideas, or you. So that's what's up.
You know,
listening pulls you into current time.
Excuse me. We finish each other's sentences, by the
way. Please finish mine.
As you are listening and you're accessing this perfection, what you listen to does not require you to comment on it or to
agree
or disagree. It's a complete moment when somebody expresses something. And if you hear it from their perspective, and of course, if you're having a conversation, you may have something to say to what they have just said. But unless you're calling in today in the next few minutes, it's not a conversation that you are having with us. You are actually listening.
So the first principle of instantaneous transformation is anything you resist persists, grows stronger, and dominates your life. Third principle is your...
anything you see without judging...
completes itself in the moment you see it. And the second principle is life shows up exactly as it does. So you have options. The first option is to disagree with how your life is showing up, and then you get stuck with it.
Second option is to meet it.
Allow it to be the way it is,
as
see
if
it.
It's your idea.
Feel it, and it completes itself. Now, you cannot try to get things to complete themselves by being with them. That's first principle in disguise as third principle.
It's kind of like
manipulation.
It's like putting accessories, some bling over top of resisting.
Right.
Yeah. Hey, we have a caller. Let's take her.
Okay.
Val, are you with us?
Hi, I'm here.
Hi, thanks for calling in today.
Oh my gosh, thank you for having me. It's a treat.
Excellent. Do you have a question for us?
I do. Well, I have to say, when I read the description of the show, I just laughed because I can really identify with the first world problem, problems that you guys wrote about.
That the air conditioning at work is too cold or not cold enough, or the daily commute, or wishing for a bigger wardrobe, shoes, etc.
Car, yeah, exactly. And it's just, it's funny because I definitely have those thoughts sometimes. And then, you know, I've taken your seminars, and I love this radio show and listen to it regularly. And through that, I've really come to have a sense of humor about my thoughts very often, or learn to not take them so seriously or make them mean something about my reality. So I love this whole topic. And so knowing that, that's great. And most of the time, I can just look at the thoughts and live my life, but sometimes I do find myself getting stuck in complaints. And one example of a first world complaint is that, you know, someone around me will say something, and I will, for example, I'll give you an example. I was out last night with some friends, and we had a great evening, and as we were leaving, one of my friends said, "Oh, this evening is ending. I'm really bummed." And in my head, I was like, wow, she's complaining about the evening. We had a great evening. Now she's complaining about it. But then I realized I was complaining about her complaining. So I find sometimes I can get stuck in those complaints without realizing I'm there. And I don't know if it's directly a question, but...
I have an answer for you.
Oh, good.
You have a mind.
Yes.
Your mind complains, finds fault, is competitive.
Yes.
Is proving that it's right and everybody else is wrong.
So now it has this new system, transformation. So it can do being transformed so that you can have a leg up even on your friends. Oh, look how untransformed she is. She's complaining.
Right.
The other thing is... that you couldn't hear her with the spirit, which it sounds like it was intended, which is, I really like you. I enjoyed my time with you. You know, sorry it went by so fast.
Yeah.
Tells me it's really possible that you were already upset. That something either happened... over the course of the evening?
Or something didn't happen that you had an expectation would happen?
That you shunted aside as little and then it blossoms?
Or there was something you wanted to say and then contracted because you were afraid that the response to what you said might in some way inflame things?
Or, alternately... where you're heading to next, if you have an upset that you can take with you, you don't have to look at either stepping into the unknown or a communication that you don't want to deliver at home or...
intimacy.
Yeah. That all sounds accurate. Yeah. I feel like I actually had a really nice evening, this particular person was someone I have never really hung out, like, we're friends, but we haven't really spent a lot of time together, and I really had a great time with her and the other person I was with. But I think what you guys are saying, I think I was pre-upset, perhaps, I don't know what it is particularly, but that feels right when you talk about something. I was going, I don't know.
You probably, I'm glad you don't know.
Yeah,
because
okay.
If you knew, you'd still be back there working on something.
But, like you said, you have learned, in general, to have a sense of humor when your mind chucks out something that is derogatory to yourself or another person, or has a thought that is complaining in nature. It's like, wow, look at that. You can see it. But from time to time, you have less of a sense of humor. So we're not telling you to analyze what happened last night in this particular interaction with this woman. We're saying there's a high likelihood you were pre-upset somehow, or that actually grabbing on to taking exception to what she said had a use.
There's one other possibility, and that was that she was upset and you picked it up.
Have you ever noticed when you resist somebody, you turn into them?
Yes. And she did mention, she said, I was kind of a hairy day. And also, you guys mentioned a communication I hadn't delivered. I had meant to talk to her about something. I did not. It was something she said she was going to do that she didn't do. Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you see, if she had something that she said that she was going to do and didn't do, she created in herself a perpetration with you, if she said she was going to do it with you or for you. And then the evening was over top of that, because that was like the elephant head in the room. There's something going on that you're talking over top of, being nice over top of, rather than saying, hey, you said you were going to do this, and it isn't done.
Let's
rearrange a new agreement.
So then you're not listening to what she has to say. It's coming through this filter of, oh, yeah, hairy day. That's your reason for not doing it. And then it was so much, fun. I'm sorry, it's over. Somehow you then have a perpetration with her. It's hard to hear her because you haven't completed something that's incomplete.
Yeah, incomplete stuff is really upsetting.
And it could even be something in passing, like, hey, oh, I just recall we were going to have this done. You want to talk about it tomorrow, or do you need more time? Like, you didn't address it.
So yes. It can complete itself.
Yes, that's really true. Because on the way up, I was like, oh, I got to talk to her about this. Yeah, and I didn't.
And you didn't. So there was your perpetration with yourself. A perpetration is not a bad thing. It's something you do or don't do that is damaging to your aliveness or the aliveness of another. So a perpetration can be something that is by commission, where you do something, or omission, where you don't do something.
Now, so that I am not guilty of that in myself, I look at the script or the notes we made when we did this pre-record. And it may be that we do this in the next segment. So if we shout out twice, great. We are thanking or saying hi to our listeners in Sweden, Ireland,
Italy, Spain, and Mexico.
So if you hear us say hey to you again in the next segment, great. You deserve it twice. And
that's
if not,
right.
We didn't want to let it go without making sure that we had a moment. Now, in the next segment, by the way, we are speaking to another woman named Valerie. So it's not the same person. Don't be confused. We have Val and Val on this show. And Valerie, thank you so much for calling in today and for having this conversation with us. I think it's really going to have be of support to a lot of the listeners.
Can you come back after the break?
I'd love to. Thank you. Or not. I'll let the other Valerie take over.
That's right.
Thank you.
I like it. I know you'd love to. We'd love to have you, too. It'll just have to be on a different show.
But you'll come
I'll
back.
Listen. Yes, I will. Thank you very much.
Okay, baby.
Hey, and thanks to all our listeners. I'm excited for you when you come back after the break to hear what comes next.
Yes.
So don't
forget.
Come on back.
And don't miss being here.
The Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
This moment is precious, and being here for it is an idea worth sharing. So after you're done listening to the show, you can forward it to your friends and join the conversation on Ariel and Shia's Facebook or Twitter page, Transformation Made Easy. You can also connect with like-minded people by visiting a Say Yes to Your Life meetup group near you. Transformation is a communicable ease. The more you share it, the richer it becomes. Find out more at transformationmadeeasy.com. Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Cane's online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on being here, write comments on the Transformational Moments blog, and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at transformationmadeeasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. TransformationMadeEasy.com, The Excellence Club.
Success, health, satisfaction, now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books that will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. Ariel and Shia also invite you to attend their fun interactive workshops in New York, Germany, England, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Kane's books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. So why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you, too, can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com to receive free video and audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com.
You're listening to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back.
Yes, welcome back to Being Here.
Our next weekend workshop is in New York City. It's called Practical Enlightenment. And Practical Enlightenment includes lots of things. So if you want to see some of the things they include, you can go to our YouTube channel. You can go to our Facebook page, Transformation Made Easy. You can go to our website. But Practical Enlightenment today includes not getting upset or tweaked
when the power goes out.
So while we're waiting for it to come back on, I actually handled a few things in the office. It really, your state is not determined
by the circumstances. It's determined by whether or not you jump into an upset as it comes along. Because life does not show up the way you'd prefer ever. Rarely, I should say. Mm. And if the resulting reaction is upset, then your life is an upset, a series of rolling upsets. And that was how our life was at one time.
But there's another possibility. It's in this day and age. Along with first world problems, you can step out of those and have instantaneous transformation, practical enlightenment.
Yeah, we're doing it in New York City, September 23rd, 24th, and 25th.
Wherever you are is not too far away.
Yeah,
the
we
last
have people
workshop,
coming in.
We had people come from Australia, Malaysia. Come, join us.
You are
welcome.
Yes.
We have another caller. Let's take her.
Okay.
Valerie, you with us?
I am.
Where are you today?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Where are you today?
So, I'm in New York City.
Excellent.
What
sitting
can we
in my
do
kitchen.
For you? Aha. Uh-huh. Thank you for inviting us into your kitchen. What can we do for you?
Well, I love this topic. It's really awesome. I love what you and Joe have been discussing, and the term lots and minutia really rang some bells for me. And one of the things I notice for me personally is when I've traveled to really far-flung places, I look around and I'll see people that have less materially than I do, and I'll say, oh my God, you know, it makes me look at my life totally new when I'm traveling. It's much harder for me to do that typically when I'm, you know, going about my regular life, you know, and seeing all the can-haves, you know, whether it's magazines or in media, just hearing people talking about new things they've acquired or places they've gone, you know, just all kinds of stuff. So, you know, going to your meetups and reading your books has really helped being in the moment and not going off into, you know, oh, I'd like that, I'd like this, and, you know, I like that we're laughing at the first world problems because they really are, you know, that's where the minutia comes in.
So, Valerie, see if you can slow down a little bit. You're rushing to get through to some conclusion that you don't need to get through to. You know, it's really okay to relax. And it's one of the things you don't give yourself the indulgence in relaxing and slowing down and not trying to get somewhere. You are very, very driven.
Well, I also...
Do you realize that?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Good, because if you're so busy trying to get what you think you need to get done, you'll miss out on your life, my dear.
Mm-hmm.
Also, you underestimate that is in part what the media is about, to get you stirred up, to sell product, to want you to buy more, consume more, see more. So when you get back home, you often have a barrage of input. And there's a possibility that as you slow down and you engage with your environment, life becomes so much easier.
This is very true. This is something I've really learned, and I have to hear it a lot from you all about you get more done when you slow down. You know, it's a funny paradox.
It is a funny paradox.
Isn't it? I never really realized that till I saw this in action. You reminded me, you know, when we talked about it. It is funny.
One of the things you also do that I notice that I know you enjoy doing, but I'm just going to bring something to light as a possibility. when you said that getting lost in the minutia rang some bells, it took me a while to find what you were referencing, where earlier in the show we were discussing that first world problems are really mainly when we complain about the minutiae of our lives. But you have a mind that is so smart and so literal, and it grabs a little piece of something that someone says out of context and holds on to it like it's a gem. And while you do that, you tend to lose real time. And I don't know how to say that any better than that, actually. Mm-hmm. Does that make any sense
really
to you?
Well.
Cause you have a tendency to be fascinated with realizations.
Mm-hmm.
And realizations are okay in the moment that they happen. But most people then try to stay in that moment, and the universe moves on.
So I love that you are able to have realizations. I really do. I think it's part of the wonder of Valerie, that you're seeing things and you experience them with a sense of wonder. I'm just suggesting that you let them go a little faster. Just, you know, it's one of those paradoxes. We said slow down, but also at the same time, just as you see something, let it go. It's really one of the three principles of instantaneous transformation.
You know, if you hold on to a realization, it keeps you from being in the next moment of your life, because you're it's as though you've stopped and your world has moved on.
It's, you know, we talk about the three principles of instantaneous transformation. The first, of course, is anything you resist, persist, grows stronger, dominates your life. Second is you can only be exactly as you are.
In any moment, that's the way you are.
And the third is anything you see without judgment completes itself. So part of it is the judgment you have is positive. I like this. This is wonderful. But that still keeps it incomplete, as if in the next moment you wouldn't have any something that's equally delightful if you're here for it.
See, if you're here in real time, each moment is a gem. There is no better moments.
Mm-hmm.
Because better and worse are in the realm of change. They're not... See, transformation is about the isness of things. It's about what is absolutely or actually right in front of you in each moment. Change is more about what you would prefer. It's based in better and worse, good and bad, right and wrong. You know, the dichotomies of life. Change is incremental. It's slow. It's work on to get somewhere. Transformation is you see it. It completes itself in that instant. It's instantaneous. It's not something that you have to try to recreate. See, that's the thing. With realizations, Valerie, you're trying to have more realizations. Do you see that? As if the realization is life, rather than life is life, and realizations are thoughts about life.
As if it's something better than the other things. Okay. I see that. One of the things I notice is if I like a project I'm working on, I will stretch it out. You know, I see that. It's like a separation anxiety thing, like, uh-oh, it's, you know, ending, you know. So,
I love that.
Well, we do say our approach is not psychotherapeutic, so a separation anxiety doesn't quite fit in, but I know what you mean.
Yeah, you don't want it to be over.
It's like trying to stretch time when you can't or something. I don't know. Sometimes this stuff is kind of hard to explain. You explain it well, but it is sometimes seems amorphous. So,
but see, if you resist it ending, then what happens is you stall out there. But the juice of it goes away. The pleasantness of it goes away. And who's to say the next thing won't be... each thing continues to expand if you're here for it. But if you say no to something, you get stuck.
Mm-hmm.
And when you want to hold on to something, you're actually saying no to how your universe is showing up. You want it to be the way it was. We were once in Bali, Indonesia, going down a river. We were rafting down a river with a group that we were leading. And this is about 20 years ago. And I saw this fellow looking at what could have been a snake or a lizard in a tree near the river. And I came over and I splashed that snake or lizard, whichever it was. And he said, "You ruined my moment.
I was looking at that."
Yeah, I did, and probably saved his life, because it might have been a poisonous snake, because there were lots of them there. So, but nothing ruins your moment. Your moment keeps changing. Now, if you want it to stay a certain way, well, then anything can ruin your moment. But if you're willing to have the moment keep blossoming into its next incarnation, then life is a gas. And you never miss. You know, that fish that got off doesn't matter, because there's always another one out there, another moment.
Oh, totally. I love it. I get it. I think I just want to share something I notice when I take photographs. I know Ariel does photography, and I've looked at the photos I've taken, and without fail, the first and the last of many are the best when I'm choosing them, and it's like those were the throwaways, you know what I mean, when I wasn't like trying to mess with it, and it's just funny.
I love that,
yes.
It just telling you how hard you work and how your intellect takes over.
You see, look, you intuitively are brilliant. But the game is to get in touch with your intuitive nature rather than try to figure out how to make a good picture.
Right.
I love it. Yeah, That's great.
It's really funny, you know. And by the way,
one of the things about digital is at least you got two good pictures.
That's right.
So all the rest of the stuff, part of the reason all of us get such great pictures is we can delete all the rest.
Yeah, if we want to let them go, Ariel, if we want to let those moments go.
But you know, if you don't let them go, life is full of mediocrity. If you do let them go, the ones you keep are the exquisite ones.
Yeah.
You could have
a little moment. It's funny.
With two good ones in it, or you could have two great pictures.
I know this doesn't seem to be on the theme, but it is, because when I go through pictures, if there's something that I want to stare at, or something that I want to spend a piece of my life manipulating, as in bringing up the color or cropping, then that's awesome, and the rest doesn't matter. Again, as long as you get something you like, and even if you don't, you have the experience of
playing.
Yeah, playing's good. Hey, thanks for calling in today.
Yes, thank you so much.
Thank you. Thanks a lot. Have a great day.
Yeah, you too. We have another caller. We have a couple minutes left in the segment. Let's start with him.
Yes.
Marcus, are you with us?
Yes.
Oh, hi. Where are you?
Hi. I am in the lovely Astoria, New York,
Astoria,
right now.
Astoria, Queens.
Yeah,
New
welcome
York.
To the show. We're delighted to have you.
Well, thank you. I've dabbled in your work. Like I've read and listened to some of your podcasts, and I've been to your Monday night twice now. And I guess I just got a lot from listening, but what I wanted to ask, I was having a hard time seeing as a first world problem, but it is kind of a first world problem. I recently got fired from a position that I was like, have been like working towards having a position like that, for a long time. Like, and I'm having a really hard time letting it go. Like, I want to, like,
that's good.
Go back over the details. Yeah.
Yeah, this is good. What you're talking about is really good. See, there is a condition in life, and I will call it for this explanation, this isn't it. And we all are involved in, let's see, how can I say this? We're like swimming in a sea of complaint that what we're up to isn't it, and someday something better is going to come along. And even though it was your job of choice, I believe, and even though you thought it was what you wanted to do, I would not be surprised if you didn't, on some level, think you should be doing something else.
Or complain about it once you got it.
Or complain about it once you got it. Now, you can cogitate over that for a few moments, because we got to go to a break. So, can you hold on for,
okay,
with that?
We'll
talk about that when we come back?
Sure, absolutely.
Excellent, Marcus. Thank you.
We'll be back shortly, everyone.
Yes, so come on back.
And don't miss being here.
This moment is precious, and being here for it is an idea worth sharing. So after you're done listening to the show, you can forward it to your friends and join the conversation on Ariel and Shia's Facebook or Twitter page, Transformation Made Easy. You can also connect with like-minded people by visiting a Say Yes to Your Life meetup group near you. Transformation is a communicable ease. The more you share it, the richer it becomes. Find out more at transformationmadeeasy.com. Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Canes online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on being here, write comments on the Transformational Moments blog, and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at transformationmadeeasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. TransformationMadeEasy.com, the Excellence Club.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books that will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. Ariel and Shia also invite you to attend their fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, England, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Canes books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. So why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you, too, can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com to receive free video and audio downloads and to sign up for the Canes weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Canes approach. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com.
You're listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back. If you live in Europe and you want to go to something closer than Practical Enlightenment in New York City, our next course is in Hamburg, the 6th. It's a Thursday, the Freedom to Breathe, and a life full of joy. Every moment counts as the 7th, 8th, and 9th.
That's of October.
Now, of course, if you're listening to the show from archives, you can go up to transformationmadeeasy.com. Look and see whatever we've got going that's current. If you want to join us, we would love to have you. While we're at it, hey, thanks to our listeners from Sweden and Ireland and Italy and Spain and Mexico and wherever you're listening from. We appreciate having you as listeners.
Yes, we do.
If you want to know more about what we're up to and you're not yet on our email list, get a taste of excellence. Our email list is called the Excellence Club. You can visit our website. You can get a free video, article, question and answer where somebody's written in and we've written answers. Just go to transformationmadeeasy.com/taste of excellence. And we are speaking with Marcus. All right, Marcus.
Hi, yes.
So, question. Was Shia's accurate that even though you had the job and you really wanted it, there was some complaining happening in you?
Yeah, and I mean, if I look back, like, I feel like I'm not trying to complain, like, but issues come up, and then I do, and I start complaining, and I feel like it's repetitively sabotaging me.
It is.
You know, like, this job, yeah.
So here's the thing, Marcus. It's normal. You are normal. There's nothing wrong with you that you sabotage your life with complaint, because everybody does. Doesn't mean you have to continue doing it. See, the three principles of instantaneous transformation are really powerful. They may seem simple, but they're very powerful. The first one is anything you resist. So if you resist complaining, it will persist. It will grow stronger, and you will continue to complain.
And you'll hide from yourself all the ways you do complain because you have a judgment against it.
Right. Anything you resist or judge sticks around. So that's the first principle. Second principle is you can only be complaining if that's what you're doing. You know, no two things can occupy the same space at the same time. This moment is the only way your life could be showing up. So if in this moment your life is showing up with a complaint, that's all you can be doing. It's okay if you look at it through the third principle, which is anything you see, I hear a ring, anything you see without judging will plead itself. So it's really about relaxing into your life in each moment and seeing when you're complaining and when you're not. And if you can't do your life wrong, then even complaining isn't wrong. There's another little piece to this, though. We usually socialize through complaint. And
yeah.
So I'm certain you have friends that you get together and you have bitch fests.
Well, my friends are a little bit more transformed, but the people I work with, that's all that we do, because we're all actors and directors working in restaurants. So most of my year is spent, and that's like complaining central. Yeah.
Well, you can be a community leader. I don't know that it's ever occurred to you that you could be a community leader. You could set a tone of possibility.
See, you don't have to resist people's complaints. You can actually hear them. If you actually listen to someone who's complaining, their complaints will wind down. If you're resisting hearing their complaining, they will complain at you all the louder.
You know, we went shopping recently for something, and a woman turned to me, and she was like, "Can you believe the prices here? They're just so awful." And I said, well, I generally shop at TJ Maxx. Maybe what you're looking for is there, because the item she was looking at. She goes, look at this. And then she looked at the price, and it wasn't very much. And I said, and, you know, it says on that sign 50% off of that. And she's like, another 50%? And it was really funny because she had nothing left to socialize with me about. But I could still connect in with her without adding agreement to her
point of view.
Her point of view.
And so you can listen rather than go in agreement or disagreement with your coworkers in their complaints. You can actually just hear it. And that may be enough for it to disappear.
You know, I actually think the conversation we had with Joe was really good, if you were listening to it, because you can actually use complaints as a way to take little mini vacations at work, so you don't have to work so hard.
Oh.
But the downside is you feel crappy afterwards.
You said something else, though, Marcus, that caught me. You said that the people that you work with are actors and directors. But you know something? How you get an actor to complain is you give them a job as an actor.
You know, that's very funny. You know, well, I thought it was funny.
I think it's funny.
When I worked in daytime television, there was a fellow who had a role on All My Children, and he was very famous, and he was on for a number of years. And how he got the job was he was working hard, and a agent came up to him and said, I want to be your agent. I have a role you should be in. And he got the role. But he was there working, and someone spotted him. And I think lots of times people go and do that as if that's their day job or their night job, not their real job, what I'd really like to be doing. So you walk in the door with a complaint. And that really is a first world problem.
You know, we don't have to worry about where our next meal is coming from for the most part. You know, we have shelter and we have clothing and we have the material possessions that should, if material possessions produced well-being, have us be fine. You know,
my mom used to bicycle and go to the bus stop and go a couple hours after work when she was 16. She was always working to support her family because otherwise they wouldn't have food. There was not enough. And I, you know, it's interesting. We're used to, as Valerie said, looking at how other people live and go, wow, and then forgetting.
And the other thing is this. There are people out there that would love to have you believe that they are happy and successful. And they may have the trappings of success, but they may not have the experience of well-being, satisfaction, and happiness. And that's what you can expect as you master the ability to live in current time, in the moment, rather than in some fictitious future that hasn't gotten here yet and may never get here.
Now, by the way, we're not going complaining bad, non-complaining good. That's change. It's more like out front of our house right now, we have a garden. And if we don't tend to it, weeds grow. It's just the way it is. It's fertile ground, so something's going to grow there, either what we plant or weeds. Same with complaints. If you're attentive and keep bringing your attention back to what you're doing rather than the things you're disagreeing with, your life will blossom. It just gets so much easier.
Yeah, that makes sense. Because whenever I'm creatively engaged, I am definitely have a different experience of life, and I'm just involved and awake.
Well, the game is to get creative. The game is to get creatively engaged at the restaurant.
In every moment of your life, no matter where you are or what you're up to.
Your sock drawer. You know, right before Shy and I went on vacation, my drawer that had my makeup and had other supplies was just really a mess. And I sat down on the floor and I redid it. And then I forgot that I had done it by the time I came back. And when I opened the drawer to go to Monday Night Alive and I saw it, it was like, it was so creative. But I was rearranging things to put it back in order. So Nothing is not creative if you're there.
Right,
for it.
And our lives devolve through entropy, you know, and so you have to constantly do things, and if you do them as though they your idea, like, oh, I have this place to clean up here, then it becomes magical. If it's, oh, I got to do this work, then it's a pain.
One last thing, and I know we have one person who's been really patient waiting, but before we take her, as you mentioned, you've come to two Monday nights. You're just getting started. It gets easier with consistency. I don't know your plans. I don't know your finances. I know you said you just got fired. But if you can make it to a weekend, I really, really recommend it. But for sure, the radio shows, which are free, the website with the articles and the videos, they're awesome resources to keep you centered and grow even, the possibility of you.
Even in turbulent times. Hey, Marcus, thank you so much for calling.
Yeah. Really?
We do have to take another
thank
person.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Have a great day.
You too.
Hey, Zoe, you with us?
Hey, Ariel and Shia, how are you?
Excellent. Thank you for being so patient.
Oh, no problem. Really, I was just thinking, I'm so glad I was last because it was really nice listening to everybody. So that was fun.
Excellent. So yeah. You're demonstrating transformation. You can either complain or you can be with what you're doing.
Exactly.
Do you have a question for us?
As I was listening, questions were coming and going. And I don't really have a question at the moment, but I had something that came up that I'd like to share. And I was just thinking about how, for me, first world problems are, and complaints in general, are a sign that I'm upset or somehow off center or just, like I've dropped out of paying attention to what's in front of me.
You have a smiling here, just to let you know.
I love that. That a first world problem is a sign of already being upset.
Yes.
So the problem isn't the problem. You've gotten yourself into a state.
Right. And if you weren't upset, it wouldn't be a problem at all.
Exactly.
What is?
Say that one more time.
It would just be a what is. You know?
Right.
That's the way it is.
Totally.
Oh, yes. You know how people say it is what it is? They don't mean that.
Yeah.
They mean I don't like this, but
right.
It is what it is the truth, except when you're using it as a complaint about how your life is showing up.
Yeah, that's so true. I recently had some friends over to my apartment for a little party, and I was noticing that I was getting really obsessive over how to put the food out and if there were enough drinks out or if, you know, like there was garbage piling up, and I was kind of speeding around and getting really like squirrely about taking care of all these little details. And it was really interesting. I think, because it's such a first world problem to be worried about like, oh, are we running low on ice cubes at the party? And I think for me.
And are there enough potato chips?
Right. like there was an abundance of food and amazing people and all these great things. I think for me in that moment, it first world problems were a way to not be with the intimacy of all these friends who had so much love for me. Like that was really overwhelming.
You know, you're brilliant. Just in case you missed it, that was one of the more brilliant statements I've ever heard. And if you are smart, and I know you are, you'll probably re-listen to this show when it airs or when we...
It goes to archive.
Archive, because you really should listen to that last minute and a half or 2 minutes of the show where you said what you just said.
And how we create problems to run from intimacy. And how much people love, admire, and appreciate us.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you, guys.
We've come to the end of our time, Miss Zoe.
That's right.
So please call us back some other time.
Yeah. Will you call for
another
show? Awesome.
Thank you, guys. Well, love you.
Love you, too.
Love you too.
You know, if you've enjoyed the show,
share it
with your friends. Next week's show is called Live Like You Were Dying.
I love that.
Oh, yeah.
I love
it. Awesome. We'll be back next week.
So come on back.
And don't miss
being here.
We hope you have enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another exciting and empowering episode of Being Here.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.